not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming up second hour. And, again, I've, you know, still yet to put out the phone number for call-in, but got a couple calls here that I'm going to go to. I will put out the call-in number. It's 800-313-9443 if you have a comment or a question. And I wanted to make the announcements like I normally do. I couldn't do that in the first hour because Ted Pike was really pressed for time. So remember the truck out coming up the 23rd through the 25th. I know, I mean, this is going to be big, folks. And this is as important because it ties right in with the North American Union. It's as important as this the hate crimes legislation that's on the deck. I mean, they're just coming at us from all angles. And it's, we've got to stand up and do something about it, even if it's only picking up your telephone. So remember the truck out. If you know a trucker, tell them about it. You know, from what I understand, though, the CBs are just blaring up all over the highways. So it's going to be big. My only suggestion to you, and I'm just saying, I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm saying, but you might want to think about stocking up your grocery shelves. Because if it's as big as I think it's going to be, the grocery stores might be running low on food. Just a thought, but, you know, move on it if you think that I could be right. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Don in Ohio, you're on with Michael.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, buddy. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Sounds like you either took your Viagra or your Extends. I don't know which. but I stand behind you in the sentiments about the manner in which this travesty is being handled. If I could share some perceptions with you, because what came to mind is the spin that's going on in the media. You know, we went from Anna Nicole Smith ad nauseum. It's been well over a month, I believe. I don't really watch that much TV, but it seems like whenever I look to see what's on the news, headline news, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, regardless of what station it is, they seem to be stuck on those stories. And that's obviously propaganda to keep us from seeing what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, and let me stop you there just for just a second. I don't want to be stuck on this story, Don, but I wanted to make clear, it seems like I can't get off of it because there's new, you know, anomalies that keep popping up here. And I want to just make it clear to my listening audience that I believe it was another, you know, false flag.
There's we have to, yes, I believe it was. We must not let this one slipped through the cracks like the other ones have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my perception has been to revisit some of the other Manchurian candidates. You had mentioned that, and I believe that you are correct in that. Also, on Greg Zismansky's show today, he had Sid Catlett on there who confirmed that as well. And that's something coming from a professional basketball player who went to Notre Dame and who has studied the history of these secret societies and these, you know, shadow government groups that are controlling world governments. I compiled a list just sort of off the top of my head of MKUltra mind control or whether you want to call them Montauk experiments.
All right, I've got to stop you right there, Don.
Oh, sure.
I got to go to a break here. And by the way, I want to tell you, Don, what I'd like for you to do, because I know this is going to be a little time-consuming, I'd like for you to call me back in about 20 minutes, because my phone lines are loaded, and I don't want to make these people wait too long, if you don't mind, okay?
Okay.
Give me about 20 minutes and call me back, okay?
Sure.
All right, and then we'll go through that. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We'll see you in three, and I'll go to Mike, Art, John, and Trucker Kenny, okay? RepublicBroadcasting.org. Stick with me.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. All right, we got a loaded phone lines here, and I'm going to go through these real quick. I knew Don. Don writes articles for the Idaho Observer. He's got an article that he just finished, did over a year's worth of research on it that is literally going to be earth shaking. And he's given me the privilege of being the first to break the story on my show as soon as it's released. And the reason that I let him go, I want him to call me back, is because he's very detailed. He goes into an analysis of what's going on, and it will take some time. And I want to get through these calls here because I didn't want to keep them on hold. So let's go. I'm going to go to Mike in Arizona first. Mike, you're on with Michael.
Yes. Good afternoon, Michael.
How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm great. I'd like to talk about this school shooting a little bit.
Okay.
I got kind of a little observations. You know, let's start off with the gun control. You know, it hadn't been before, but I guarantee you it's going to be a presidential election issue. And now we've got the Democrats and the Republicans reversing their roles and their stance on this issue. You know, look at like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, he's supposed to be this staunch Republican, but he's in favor of abortion, in favor of gun control and open borders and bring on the illegal alien.
Mm-hmm.
The next issue is, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Pavlov and the Pavlov dogs are ringing the bells and everything. And a lot of people are familiar with that, about the tube in the stomach and make them salivate and everything like that. But what he really broke through in his understanding of conditioned learning was that he had all the dogs down in a basement. They had a heavy rainstorm and the basement started to flood and quite a few of the dogs had drowned. And the ones that they were able to save, then all of a sudden he made the realization that after they had this life-threatening experience, a near-death experience, then all of a sudden that they were much more open to suggestions and behavior modification. So I really see that being plugged in there.
Mm-hmm. Psychological approach, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we can talk about MKUltra. So they use one little mind control subject, and then they turn that around and then use that and magnify that to modify everybody in the United States' understanding about what's going on. Another issue, I'm sure you've heard of Hegel with the problem, reaction, solution, the Hegelian dialectic.
Oh, yes.
I can see that being plugged in here.
Sure.
Another thing, there's the legislation in the past. They've been talking about mandatory psychological testing in the schools. So I can definitely see that being plugged in here of, you know, we always hear now the new buzzword is proactive instead of reactive. So that's what you're going to hear instead of just filling out the background information on the 4477 to buy a firearm and the 15-day waiting period. I'm sure there's going to be somebody that say there's going to have mandatory psychological background test.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, one little thing like this, which they obviously were behind to begin with, and then it twangs all kinds of notes to further their agenda.
So it's like a pinball, a ball thing. It's just ding, 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 and everything. Just
good analogy, right, man. Yeah.
Yes. And another issue is the propaganda. You know, a good propagandist always injects emotion into a statistical discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And I do notice, I agree with you some on this TV stuff about throwing it out. But, you know, we're going to have to watch the enemy's communications network to understand what they're saying, so maybe we can be a step ahead.
Oh, I know. And, I've had that discussion with John on a number of, matter of fact, just today, and I just told him that. It says, looks like I'm going to have to go out and buy another one just so I can see what the enemy's doing, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, I see on these morning programs that quite a few they bring in the women, and, you know, they a lot of times, you know, men think with their minds and women think with their hearts. And they're more susceptible to this propaganda and everything.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I did notice that they showed on this morning on the news was this ceremony. Everybody, there was about 1,000 people outside last night, and they had this candlelight vigil. And it was real reminiscent to the Nazi torch ceremonies that they had and everything, you know, with the marching of the military and the somber music and all these people marching in and everything and holding their torches up. So I find it odd that, you know, we can sit here and condemn the Nazis for a psychological, you know, ceremony with this torch and the fire and all the connections and to that. But then we turn right around and do the same thing here.
Well, there's going to be some real interesting information coming up on that issue over the next few days.
Sure.
Listen, Mike, I'm going to have to let you go because my lines are loaded here, and I've got some other stuff I want to get to, but I really appreciate all your great thoughts, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Art in New Jersey. Art, you're on with Michael.
Hi, Michael. Hey, do me a favor. Tell my buddy Don High when he calls back in because he told me about that article he's writing, and I can't wait to get that issue of the Idaho Observer.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I am flattered that I'm the guy that's going to be breaking the story because I'm going to tell you it's going to shake the shoes off people. I've read it. I've read it, and I'm telling you, it is the story of the century.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of you out there ought to be on pins and needles because I'm telling you right now it's going to shake you to your shoes. Anyway, go ahead, Art. What do you got?
Okay, Michael, I'm an owner-operator, and I've been heavily involved in the promotion of this event next week. Now, a couple of things I want to bring out. You touched on them, but this involves not just the truckers. This concerns every person in this country. Now, I made up some flyers. I've sent them to Wanda Patey because she liked some of the things I did.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't know if you know, but Aaron Russo just put out an action alert video on this a couple days ago, so if they go to Google Video, type in Aaron Russo Action Alert, they can watch that.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing that I put on the front of my flyer was I just put it to the people. I said, look at your children and explain to them why you did not fight for their future. Wanda liked that. The other thing that I did on the backside was I gave some websites to go to where they can watch Lou Dobbs talking about this right on his news show about this North American Union. And the other video I gave them is a Dr. Jerome Corsi talking about what this North American Union is going to do to this country. And just to sum it up real quick, it's going to kill our middle class. I mean, we're going to be gone. And so.
Well, that's what they want.
it's exactly what they want, and that's why it involves everybody.
And speaking of Wanda, I believe, well, I know she's going to be on John's show either tomorrow or Friday. So just, you know, to put that out there. But yeah, I mean, this stuff is heavyweight and, you know, it's going to be big. This trucker thing is going to be big. This hate crimes bill that Ted Pike was talking about the first hour. I mean, it's time. We've got to, you know, I give accolades to guys like you and Wanda and people that are standing up and doing something about this because it's time. We, you know, our back's against the wall. We have no place else to go here. There's no place to run, you know? I mean, we've got to do this for the sake of our children and grandchildren or it's over, you know?
That's right.
Any other thoughts, Art?
Well, just that we're running out of time.
People, we are.
They got to step up to the plate.
And it's time. It's now or never, okay? We're calling in the pinch hitters, folks. It's time for you to step up to the plate and swing the bat. I don't care if you miss the ball, but swing the bat, okay? At least swing the bat. Thanks, Art. I got a couple more calls here. I appreciate the call in, and, hey, great. Good luck to you, man. I mean, you're doing a great job. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. John from New York, go ahead.
Hi, three quick points.
Yep.
Number one, if anybody's going to go out and kill anybody, don't use a gun. Use a stone or a knife or something, you know? Also, if you go to the book of underground tunnels and bases and underwater tunnels and bases or whatever, they have where they have underground nuclear drilling equipment that will – they have an underground train system that connects the world right now. It goes at 2.4 Mach. So, yes, Langley could be connected. Also, you have on the trucker strike – we need to get to, like, the mechanics' garages. The guys that think, well, geez, I'm going to get fired if I stop or don't do something. You know, you could have a flat tire or something, fella. Let's get a little inventive here so the trucks will stop rolling. Stop at a stoplight and wait for one complete red light. If you can't stop, at least wait for that one red light and start slowing things.
Mm-hmm.
There's other ways than just saying no and I can't do that to start acting. And you mechanics, you're going to be slow on the wrench this week.
Mm. Hey, but great. Anyhow. Yeah, good thought. Did you have one more? Is that right?
No, that's it.
That's it. Oh, okay. No,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's great. And again, I want to put out the announcement, folks. I have the feeling, based on, you know, being behind the scenes and watching what's going on and seeing these activists, these great people, okay, I have the feeling that the grocery store shelves are going to be a little bit lacking next week, so you better get out there and go to the grocery store. Let's go to Trucker Kenny in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Trucker.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, I had to call in when I heard that the locals were told to stand down and wait for the feds. Now,
mm-hmm.
In my career, I've faced death situations right in the eyeball. Now, I might if I was one of them locals and somebody told me to stand down, and I have the wherewithal to go on in there, it's like a deer hunt. One man goes in, you can take, you know, you can take the deer, but you do it cautiously. And many lives could have been saved. I'm sure of it. All right. Now, that said, my advice to you, and you are absolutely right, get to the store and get some groceries in. Because like I said before, most of these commission houses have a 72-hour food supply, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll listen off air for the rest of the stuff. Bye.
Thank you, Kenny. I appreciate that. Now, there's a trucker for you. I've had two truckers call in, and, you know, this is just off the top of my head. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm thinking, hey, guess what? You know, I looked in my cabinets yesterday and asked him, wait a minute, I don't have a lot of food here, and I know this trucker thing's going to be big, and I know these guys take food to the grocery store, so I put two and two together, and I said, you know what? Maybe I better go to the grocery store and buy some extra food, and I suggest to all of us out there, all the patriots, do the same thing, okay? And guess what? You know, these other people that don't listen to us and they watch mainstream media or the people that say you're full of it and they don't want to listen to you, maybe when their cupboard runs dry after you've been talking until you're blue in the face and they're laughing at you behind your back, maybe they might start paying attention. You think? I don't know. Anyway, look, Don, go ahead and call me back. 800-313-9443 is all the callers are off. Now, I wanted to go into a... an article here, and I want Don to call back in because he's very meticulous on his research, and I'm sure that his comments are going to coincide with some of the stuff that I'm going to read here. I'm going to go to Todd in Kansas first. Todd, there's a break coming up, and I'll hold you over. Go ahead.
Just real fast. I build a lot of hazmat trucks and test it, and the shop's going to be shut down.
Is that right?
You bet.
Cool. Yeah, I love it, man.
Shops can do that, too.
Okay. All right. Anything else? I'm going to a break.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
All right. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Stick with me. I'll be back in three.
Mm-hmm. Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening short segment coming up here. And again, I'm going to put the caller, the number out, 800-313-9443. And Don... I wanted Don to call back in to go over some of this stuff on this article. Now, before I bring Don up, though, I just had my head manager come in here, and again, he reminded me, you know, you want to go to the grocery store and load up on food. And don't forget gas. Fill up your gas tanks, because we've got these truckers with the, you know, the tankers that are supplying the gas stations, and they shut down. And guess what? Here's the effect that it's going to have. First of all, you know, all the patriots, everybody who's aware and knows the truth is going to go out and load up their groceries. Okay, we're going to have everything on the shelf. All the people that either don't listen to us or don't believe us, they're going to go to the grocery store. And guess what? They're going to be shocked and finding out there's nothing there. All right? And the average guy that watches Sean and Rush and Alan Combs isn't, you know, Alan and Sean and Bill O'Reilly aren't going to be able to help them. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to start scratching their head, maybe turning around looking at you saying, maybe you know something that they don't know. Do you see the effect, the ripple effect that it has here? I think it's a great idea, folks. So go to the grocery store, fill up with your groceries on your shelves, and fill up your gas tank, okay? Buy some extra water as well. If you buy bottled water, buy some more. Okay, so this is a short segment. I'm going to bring Don from Ohio up here, Don. And, Don, I apologize for having you call back, but my phone lines were loaded, and I know when we get to talking, you know, it can go on for a while. So.
Well, I didn't – I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stall up or plug up the line there.
Oh, you didn't know I had a loaded phone line, so that's okay. All right.
It's a log jam, right?
Yeah. Well, I know – you know, I don't like to keep callers waiting.
Yeah.
And I know it would have kept callers waiting for a while. So, all right, what do you got?
Well, you know, in looking at what went down, several things came to mind. And I ran through my mind when I first started hearing about serial killers that possibly could have been controlled through the MK Ultra or the Montauk program,
mm-hmm.
which is really, you know, related to Montauk, Long Island, New York area, where this experimentation went on a consistent basis. And I started thinking of possible candidates for the program. Some ended up being patsies. For instance, in the Kennedy assassination, there were two Kennedy assassinations that took place. Lee Harvey Oswald was blamed for one. Sirhan was blamed for the other, although the evidence in both cases strongly suggests that they were not involved in the actual shooting. They were the patsy.
Right.
But they could have been controlled to act upon certain commands.
Mm-hmm.
We had John Hinckley, who's very little mentioned, who had relations to the Bush family through his father and his brother and being friends with Neil Bush.
Right, yeah.
Andrew Cunanan, and that was a case that I had worked on. And that particular case was multiple murders around the country and very famous people involved. We had now what's interesting is there's two Richard Ramirez murder cases. There's one that took place in 1970 in the city of Chicago. In the early 60s, we had Richard Speck, and both of those two individuals were murderers, mass murderers of co-ed nurses or college nurses.
Mm-hmm.
We had Son of Sam. A lot of people forgot about him, David Berkowitz.
Don't forget about John Chapman, that shot Lennon.
I was just about to mention Mark David Chapman.
I'm sorry.
Yes. And then we had also, now, new evidence has come out that he probably took the fall, that the FBI probably used the hit squad. And that was probably Jose Perdomo, who was part of Brigade 2506, which was part of the Bay of Pigs team.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Bush family involvement through Zapata Oil.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, I'll tell you what. I've got to go. We've got a couple minutes before break, and I want to read off a couple of anomalies here and get your take on it, okay?
Okay.
You know, basically, some of the interesting things about this particular guy was, according to a couple of eyewitnesses, he reloaded his clips in his semi-automatic pistol very fast. In other
mm-hmm.
words, it looked like he was trained in the use of weapons.
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing a red cap and a vest. The witnesses had the impression that he was a trained beret. And the authorities said he had no ID on him. And the gunman was wearing all black, and the school police stood down for 2 hours without notifying students or faculty. During the press conference, they said they often run, quote, drills. Now, how much of that stuff have we heard several times before?
Well, I even heard a rumor that the guy didn't have any fingerprints.
I heard as well, and I heard that his face was so disfigured that they couldn't identify him. Now, that was one of the first reports out there, and the fingerprint thing was one of the first reports out, and I had one of my callers. You know, I've got some great callers that call in. I've got some really, really knowledgeable listeners, and one of the callers called in the other day, you know, and was commenting about he said, you know, anybody that's got any video or whatever, get it and get it now before the media has a chance to change things.
Mm-hmm, I heard that.
Yeah. And that's just, you know, it's great. I mean, I love it. I love it, the fact that, you know, my listeners are so awake, and the new people that are coming on that are listening, you know, and he's still skeptical or whatever. I mean, these listeners, my listeners are so great, they set them straight, you know, and I just love it. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, let's see. I stopped with Son of Sam. Then we had Ted Bundy, if you remember that.
He
was a serial killer.
All right, well, let's stop with Ted and go to a break, okay?
Okay. The list goes on a little bit more.
I'm going to let you continue when we get back. All right, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got Don Nikoloff on, and we'll be back in three. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, and that rhymes. Bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Before I go back to you, Don, I want to ask you a question. I've been priming my listening audience and telling them that there's this breaking news story that I'm going to have that I was privileged enough to be the first one to air. And I'm just wondering if I could, or if you could even give them any kind of a slight hint or not.
Well, if it's taken seriously, it's an article that I've written that's coming out soon in the Idaho Observer in this month's issue. If it's taken seriously, and there's quite a bit of research in it, backed by documentation.
Well, I was going to say I've read the article and I've seen your I've gone down the rabbit hole on your documentation and your sources and so forth, and they're valid. Of course,
we'll have to rewrite the history books.
Well, okay, that's all we need to give them
then. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, we'll have to rewrite the history books. So there you go, folks. Okay, this is coming out. Shortly is all I can say. Probably within the next 4 or 5 days, it's coming out. So
if not sooner.
Yeah, and so as soon as that happens, I'm going to have Don up, and he's going to go through it with you and rock you right to your shoes. Anyway, okay, let's get back to this, Don. All right.
Okay, so we have these serial killers. We had Ted Bundy. I believe he was in the Southwest, wasn't it, Texas?
No, actually, Ted Bundy. No, he was up in...
Or was he up north?
He's in two different states.
Oh, he's
Utah.
All over the place.
He was in Utah, and then he went to... Maybe he went to Texas or Colorado or something. I don't know. But he was...
Seemed to me he was doing some traveling, but...
And having a wonderful time doing it. Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Charlie Manson, Interestingly, he was imprisoned in Chillicothe, Ohio, before the Sharon Tate murder, so he had already had a record.
And he was a Mason.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
And he was very deep into a lot of the dark magical arts and that.
Well, one of these books, I don't know whether it was The Synagogue of Satan I read or Codex Magic, one of these books that alluded to Charlie Manson and the fact that he basically came out with a signal for a Mason in distress in court, okay, and thought that the judge was going to let him off, but it didn't work. Anyway, go ahead.
There was a guy in Los Angeles in the mid to late 1980s, Richard Ramirez, who was known as the Night Stalker.
Ah, I remember that name.
This guy was breaking into houses, raping women, and did kill some women.
Mm-hmm.
We had recently John Muhammad, the freeway shooter in the East Coast area.
Are you talking about where he had his partner there and they knocked off about 13 people, the snipers?
Yeah, he was shooting people at gas stations and, just picking them off.
Okay.
And his nephew, I don't recall the guy's name, but his nephew, who was from Grenada, I believe, in the West Indies.
Now, through your research, are you asserting that all of these people were as a distinct possibility or that they were MKUltra?
The circumstances are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Either they were patsies or they were part of some act to get them out present to where the event occurred. Now, in Manson's case, for instance, he supposedly was controlling all these other people. But it's quite possible the whole group of people, the Squeaky Fromms and all these other people, were part of the same program.
Mm-hmm.
And they had different hierarchies. But this particular case that just happened at Virginia Tech, as tragic as it is, it's being described as the worst murder in the history of the U.S.
Right,
and
I just played that clip.
We're already discounting Pearl Harbor. We're already discounting.
Well, I think correct me if I'm wrong. Well, I think I think George Bush, and I'll give him credit where credit is due, which is very difficult for me to do, but I think he did say it's the worst tragedy on a college campus, which would be true. Okay, I mean, you had Attica, or not Attica, that was a prison, I'm sorry. There was the song that the Crosby, Stills, Nash, right? Though your brother's bound and gagged and they chained him to a chair. What was that one about? It was a college, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, won't you please come to Chicago for a ride or something? I don't know. Anyway,
well,
go ahead.
What about Kent State?
There you go.
You had some students walking through the campus to go to class. And they were not involved in any demonstrations. They were shot by our National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this wasn't even a sick, mind-controlled person, but they were following orders handed down by the governor of the state of Ohio at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So these things, and yes, it's tragic to lose 31 or 32 people. It's just as tragic to lose one person when the government is behind it, when these black ops programs are controlling people, unbeknownst to everyone else. And we pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
This is paid for through tax dollars. The pharmaceutical companies are involved. There are schools throughout the country who are involved in these programs. Sometimes they're told exactly what they're doing. Sometimes they have no idea. Okay. I would suggest anyone who really wants to get into a story, but it's difficult to get past some of the foul language used, is Project Superman. You can Google that story, Project Superman. It's the story of a college football player, Andy Perro, who was recruited to be an MK Ultra type of Superman. And it's a fascinating story. It's very base and bordering on perverse. But this is the sickness behind this, too.
Okay, well, tell me this. In your estimation, Don, how would you describe a group of people that would, assuming that this is indeed a mind control, another Manchurian candidate, if you will, okay, which
We
don't know that for sure, yeah. But the evidence, the preponderance of the evidence points to it.
It's so similar to the other one.
Right. And how would you describe a group of individuals that would have the capacity to do something like this, to kill 30 college students just to advance their agenda of hate crimes, assault ban, and so forth. Define it. Give me some adjective in your mind that would describe that.
You want adjectives or nouns?
Well, keep it clean. Go ahead.
First of all, it's got to be some element that's pushing in an agenda. And ultimately, it would be the direction of controlling the populace of our country, mm-hmm. would it not?
Oh, no, there's no question in my mind.
Okay. So they're promoting the pushing of legislation, and that's exactly what this is causing. It's funny, there wasn't any gun control after Pearl Harbor, at least not that I'm aware of. In fact, the United States knew beforehand about the attack on Pearl Harbor. Ralph Apperson has proven that fact.
Oh, yeah.
By putting the headlines of a Hawaiian newspaper.
Oh, yeah, you can go into RalphEpperson.com. I had him up a couple of weeks ago, and this bold face right in the Hilo Chronicle, I believe is the name of the paper.
Yes.
That they warned people about it, okay?
So he was controlled. Roosevelt was controlled by the same group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's known as a shadow government. You can talk about the Illuminati. You can talk about secret societies. It's interesting to hear a person that belongs to Skull and Bones describe how disheartened he is by the events that took place. Don't forget the Skull and Bones was part of the Nazi symbolism that was used.
Well, I made reference, and I played a clip of that speech George Bush made. And, you know, if it's so tragic and he's really heartfelt and his wife and, you know, feels so bad. I mean, I've been to funerals. You've been to funerals. I've lost loved ones. Okay. How can, you know, you get up and you speak from the heart. Why is it scripted? Why do you have to have somebody write a speech and tell you how bad you feel? And it doesn't make any sense to me, but some of the phrases that he made in there, you know, alluding to, how America's saddened and blah, 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 blah. It's, you know, why doesn't he talk about the soldiers? Why isn't he talking about the families of the soldiers that are being killed? Why doesn't he allow the media to see the coffins that are coming back on the jets in the middle of the night? I mean, come on. You know,
hypocrisy is mind-boggling.
Absolutely. I mean, it's nauseating. It's sickening. I can't even watch the man, and people say, well, what'd you throw your TV out for? That's why. I don't want to see him. Come on.
Michael, it doesn't just end there with the dead, because many people are coming back with no limbs or missing limbs. There's DU, depleted uranium exposure.
Oh,
this is being carried on into the next generation. I know people who were in Desert Storm 1, you know, the first Gulf.
Yeah, shock and awe campaign by George H.W. Bush.
Yes.
Yeah.
And their children are born with no lips. No palate.
Oh, I've seen the pictures. And if for anybody that hasn't seen the pictures, go in and type into Google depleted uranium birth defects and see what kind of horrors that our master George Bush has brought forth on other societies throughout this planet. And then he has the audacity to stand up and he has heartfelt sorrow for this. Give me a break. Go ahead.
You know,
sorry.
I mean, we have to be outraged by what's going on, because this is another example, and I went through a list, and I don't know certainly or for certain that these names that I mentioned were, but I can tell you that they fit into the pattern.
Yeah, it's, there's and, similarities.
And even the cover-ups, even the follow-ups, it's always disappearance of witnesses, the murder of witnesses,
mm-hmm.
these witnesses having accidents, being poisoned, committing suicide. I mean, people have to wake up and see that's the plan that they always use.
Yeah, committing suicide.
And they keep doing it because we don't acknowledge that we know what they're doing. We talk about it a little bit, but we don't let them know that we figured it out and we see exactly what they're doing. We can anticipate what they're going to say. And for those that like to watch the news, get ready, because as soon as this blows over, you're going to go back to Anna Nicole Smith and Britney Spears.
Oh, you know what? I almost think that they have their next one lined up. They have their next, you know, suicide. They have their next assassination. They have their next person that they're going to take down and expose for something. I think they've got them lined up from 1 to, you know, 152. And they're going to say, okay, well, that's enough of this. We've really worn this out and rode a dead horse. Let's go to the next one. You know? I mean, it's almost that way. This is such an illusionary reality. or the reality, excuse me, is such an illusion if you watch mainstream media. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry, but don't you ever feel like you're living in the Twilight Zone, Don? I mean, I do.
Or the Outer Limits.
Yeah. I mean, it's everything that I learned when I was in school growing up, and you know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, which now they tell me is not true because we're bringing democracy to Iraq, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the whole thing is a lie. It's a lie. You know, the history is a lie. You know, the Pearl Harbor was a lie. The USS Maine was a lie. Everything's a lie. You know, and they weave this tapestry, and then they give us this feel good, or they give the average American this feel good stuff while they go along and they just rape our shorts off. Okay, even with the tax thing, I was reading another article here today. I'm not even going to be able to get into it, but it's somebody brought this to my attention the other day on the tax issue, and since it's tax time, and I don't want to get off the subject. But this is whole big article, and I'm going to read it probably when I've got some time on one of my shows. But it's about the Wizard of Oz. And the Wizard of Oz, the movie was made to expose the Federal Reserve. Okay? And it's giving all these anomalies in it of when we hear, you know, the straw man and the tin man and so forth. It's explaining what the straw man and the tin man really meant and what they were saying. And you hear this terminology, the TIN number, okay, taxpayer ID number. Well, that's what the tin man was. Mm-hmm. You hear the straw man, okay, that's what the scarecrow was. This is all the way back in 1933, okay, and these people that were making this movie were trying to tell this to people. The Yellow Brick Road, the Wizard. I mean, it all fits, you know, and I watched that movie 20 times probably, and probably everybody else has too, and I never had a clue. You know, and all of a sudden this is brought to my attention, and one of the girls out in the office said, yeah, now go watch it again and see what you think. You know,
well, look at the fame it brought the actors, too. I mean, that was an Illuminati movie.
But it's the, you know, again, I'm going to make this announcement again. Everybody that hasn't seen this movie, you need to go down to the video store and rent the movie They Live. It's a kind of a B movie with Roddy Piper, the old wrestler, in it. It was made, I think, in the 80s. But it is such a great analogy of this illusion of reality in which we live because the movie is true. It's true. And again, you know, I wake up in the morning, and I say, and I go back and I think back as to before I woke up. You know, when you really wake up, you suffer the death, and it's like you lose a loved one or whatever. Okay, and I wake up in the morning, and sometimes I long for my ignorance. I long for the fact that I was not often, because I'm glad I know what I know now. But there are times when I long to be stupid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And say, I wish I didn't know any of this stuff. You know, because it's such a. And I had a listener send me an email, or they sent the email in the office. Say, well, you know, we don't think that this guy should be on the show. He's too negative. I challenge anybody to get on this show or get on a network and talk about the stuff that's being talked about and be positive about it. All right? I mean, how would you like this, Don? All right? Shooter at VTech University shoots 32 students and kills them all with automatic weapons. All right. Right on. Great. Isn't that good? I'm happy. You see, you can't report this stuff and be positive. You know?
Well, all they do is report negative news on the mainstream media or side stream, as we're now calling it.
Yeah, but they've always got this nice-looking lady that's smiling, okay? And if you notice, okay, when I still watch TV, they'll always paint a picture like, yeah, well, I know what they got to do. It's not that bad, you know? And then they smile at each other, and then they cut the commercial.
Well, then, you know? And they have their you know, I'm not even watching the news now, but I'm sure by now they have their expert analysts on there. Really detailing the life of this person that nobody knew of.
Well, you know, I had this conversation with John about buying a TV, all right? And I actually did. I went down a few weeks ago and I bought a TV. And you know what happened? The first thing I got out of the box, there's this big thing on the front of the TV says, after February 17th, 2009, you can't watch this anymore without buying a box from the government. And the box is going to have a microphone and a camera in it. You know it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I mean, I was disgusted. So I took the TV back. You know? And now they're telling me, well, you got to get a TV again because, you know, you're paying for cable, but you don't have a TV, which is kind of stupid. anyway, I'm getting off. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of doublespeak that's going on in this whole thing, even in the legislation that's being passed. I mean, they talk about hate crimes, and in the process of creating these laws, they're committing a hate crime against the people in this country.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the hypocrisy is just unbelievable. You know, and here's the thing. You know, if indeed, and I hope it doesn't, and Ted Pike was on earlier today, and I hope we strike this down. He's been doing a great job since 1998, but it may come to pass where the ADL is pushing so hard it's going to get done. But you know what? If it does get done, and again, I hope it doesn't, but if it does, that very bill is going to come back to bite them in the hind end, you know? It's going to come back to bite some of these people who are you know, the what do you call it, the right-wing Christian groups and so forth. It's going to come back to bite them, okay? Because they're so naive. They're standing up and they're, you know, the Judeo-Christian. What kind of an oxymoron is that? Judeo-Christian, you know? I mean, it's either one or the other. You can't be both.
Well, they coin these phrases to set up these dichotomies of opposition, you know, to have the good, the bad, the hot, the cold, you know, and it's to divide and conquer. It's to keep us in that belief system that I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And you can overcome it by informing yourself and being knowledgeable about it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we're gonna go to a break here, buddy. All right, hang with me, okay? We'll just ride out the rest of the hour. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I got Don Nikoloff on with me here talking about some stuff. So we'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org. See you in 3.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
Ah.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Good.
right, I'm back. Michael Herzog with the last segment here at American Awakening, and I still got Don from Ohio. Don, what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
the mind control and the, you know, the...
Well, you know, but speaking of mind control, and here they set these guys up to do this, but anybody that doesn't believe in MK Ultra and mind control, look what they're doing to the masses. I mean, they're mind controlling them, you know? I was one of them. I just happened to wake up. You woke up. I mean, all of us that woke up, they were mind controlling us and doing a really, really good job of it. You remember when you woke up? I mean, I remember when I woke up. The first 2 months, I was going down every rabbit hole I could, and I was disgusted, and I was disheartened, and I felt like I lost a loved one, and I crawled under the bed and didn't come out for 2 months. You know? I mean, seriously. Well,
I didn't have exactly that reaction, but and it's been some time since I woke up, but when I did, it was an awakening, not to use a pun. I mean, I was convinced of it, and that's when I began studying and looking into these things to understand them. Why are things this way? Why is there a small group of people that just wants to control everyone else in the world? And the more I got into esoteric writings and research and those things, the more I found I could not count on the stories being told in the media. Mm-hmm. And even in school books. The stuff we have in our school books is intelligence agency filtered news, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not history. There are elements of truth in it, but for the most part, the outcome. You know,
it's
when
very...
we learned about the perpetrators of World War II, we learned about the bad guys, but we didn't learn about the bad guys from our country that were facilitating the bad guys
mm-hmm.
in Germany and in Japan and these other nations. Italy, for a time, was, you know, a very fascist government under Mussolini. You know, we in our books, we speak very highly. You know, it was Mussolini. It wasn't Italy, okay? Or it was Hitler. It wasn't Germany or whatever. They'll single out a person, but when they want to come after the United States, they come after the whole country, don't they, the
yes.
rest of the world.
Right.
And that really speaks the truth, because what we get is propaganda. We were taught when we were in school, at least when I was young, that the bad Soviet, wanted to kill all the Americans. Well, nothing was further from the truth. They were all working. The governments were working together. The people had no problems. Through my world travels, I met athletes and musicians and famous people from all over the world. And it didn't matter what country they were from. They respected me, and I mutually respected them.
Oh, I know. I've done the same thing. I mean, I've been out of this country a dozen times.
Yeah.
And, the people are wonderful. It's
the game that the governments play, though, is based upon making money. And we have to wake up to that, because they're doing that to us, and it only takes 5% of us to be awake
mm-hmm.
to change it.
Right.
You don't have to have all 300 million people.
Well, that's all it took in the Revolutionary War. The other 95% stood on the sidelines and said, yeah, we hope you win.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, listen, I'm going to let you go here. We've got about, I don't know, about a minute left, minute and a half left, something like that.
Yeah, I didn't mean to take up the line.
Hey, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. It would fit right in with the article I was reading anyway, and I'm really excited. I can't wait to get you up here to break this news, okay? So we'll talk to you later, Don. Thanks for coming on.
All right, you have a good one.
All right. All right, this is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. What a show today, huh? I mean, talked about a whole bunch of stuff. And remember, call your congressman, call your senator, and stop this hate crimes legislation if you want to continue to hear John and I and others like us talk, okay? Because they may wind up shutting us down. The American Awakening. Stay tuned for John Stadtmiller and the National Intelligence Report, and he's got Ted coming up on his show to talk about it again. So, see you tomorrow. Bye.
With recent